Coriandrum sativum, commonly known as cilantro on the American continent and coriander in other countries, is one of the most polarizing herbs used in cooking. It is used in many cuisines, such as modern Italian, Mexican, and Thai. It is used with abandon in salsa and curries, with both leaves and ground-up seeds used in a variety of dishes. Some people love it, but in others, this herb provokes a strong negative reaction. Those who dislike cilantro usually describe its aroma as soapy. This is because they tend to have a gene that detects a specific compound in the herb and interprets it as a soapy smell. As a side note, one of the most famous and popular perfumes invented, Chanel No. 5, uses a synthetic version of the same compound in high volumes. Of course, there is a difference between smelling nice and smelling appetizing. Does this mean that the millions of people who grew up in India, Thailand, or Mexico simply don't have that gene? Are they immune? Is this why they can eat cilantro with impunity? It might not be so. While one cannot change one's genes with our current level of technology, one can change one's preference over time. Some cilantro lovers do detect the soapy aroma, but for them, it has pleasant associations, such as warm, comforting meals lovingly prepared by a parent during childhood. With enough pleasant associations, such as meals shared with family and friends, even cilantrophobes might be converted and begin to like its distinct aroma.